When you're going through a trial, break into prayer. Thank you, Father. When you feel like you're the lowest you've ever been, just break abruptly. Break. Don't ease into it. Abruptly break into it. Break right into prayer. Thank you, Father. I want you to see there's a certain rhythm that you can live by. There's a certain rhythm, as he describes it here, an unforced rhythm. Wow, we can live this relationship with God in an unforced rhythm of grace. And how do we do that? It starts by interrupting our day with prayer. If you want to walk in this unforced rhythm, interrupt the moment you're in with prayer. And notice what kind of prayer Jesus prays. Notice the first words Jesus uses when he prays. He says, "Thank you, Father." Amen. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you just say, "Thank you, Father," you just prayed a great prayer. Amen. You just moved this universe with those three words. Thank you, Father. You're drawing to God. You're realizing he's near you. You're realizing he's your Father. And you're setting your mind on gratitude. And you're setting your mind on the kind of relationship with God that he wants to have with you, a father-son or a father-daughter operation. Can anybody say amen? Amen. Notice how he just interrupts whatever's going on around him, and abruptly Jesus breaks into prayer, and the way he prays is, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father." Before he's anything, he's Father. Jesus goes on to say, he's Lord of heaven. He's Lord of earth. But he starts with, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father." Oh, yeah, he's Lord of heaven. Oh, yeah, he's Lord of earth. Oh, yeah, he's Lord of all. Oh, yeah, he's King of kings. But Jesus starts out with, "Thank you, Father." Because before he's anything, first he's Father. Before he's anything, first he's Father. Before he's anything, first he's Father. "Behold, what manner of love is this, that the Father has bestowed such love upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God?" Whew. Thank you, Father. Interrupt your Sunday afternoon when you get home and just abruptly break into prayer. Thank you, Father. When you're going through a trial, break into prayer. Thank you, Father. When you feel like you're the lowest you've ever been, just break abruptly. Break. Don't ease into it. Abruptly break into it. Break right into prayer. Thank you, Father. Man, the devil's accusing you and the devil's trying to beat you and somebody's lying about you. Thank you, Father. Man, you need to have a rude interruption in your day and just abruptly interrupt whatever's going on around you and just pray. Thank you, Father. And he says he broke into prayer. And when he breaks into prayer, prayer is going to break into heaven. Heaven's going to break into your situation. Heaven's going to break into your earth. Heaven's going to break into your life. Heaven's going to break into your morning, break into your evening, break into your Monday, break into your next year, break into your last year. He's going to go back and fix some things from years ago and then bring them to you in the future. And you're going to enjoy the things you thought you were going to lose out on, but he's going to restore.